another worldwide podcast of the Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 2 with verses 1 through 4. Therefore, we must attend all the more to what we have heard, so that we may not be carried away. For if the word announced through angels proved firm, and every transgression and disobedience received its just recompense, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? Announced originally through the Lord, it was confirmed for us by those who had heard. God added his testimony by signs, wonders, various acts of power, and distribution of the gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. Paul, I believe, confirms the difficulty of denying a salvation so great. Angels are beckoning you to understand that every transgression and disobedience received its just recompense, which the word of the Lord has announced. We must attend to the duties at hand, as Paul reminds us, to constantly be on our guard, to attend all the more to what we see, what we have heard. This is our daily practice, my friends, searching the Word of God as the first thing we seek each day, finding comfort in our prayer as we silently, together with the Spirit, search the depths of our salvation we confess in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This will overcome all situations seen in the testimony given by the signs, wonders, and various acts of power that have been distributed as gifts by the Holy Spirit, according to his will. This is our duty each day, to attend all the more to the wonder we have heard, ready to repeat and share the joy of living with less, being our Lord's example all the more. Amen. Join me in as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexander and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we pray for and those that we've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. As we pray for all of those who are seeking to confirm their love of Holy Mother Church that we pray for each day, that will be confirmed and baptized and receive First Communion at the resurrection of our Lord, as we do a holy midnight mass coming up soon to baptize my good friend Noah. We pray for all of those who are dying each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 2. It's verses 1 through 4. Two stanza poem. It's got six word lines in its first stanza and its ongoing second stanza. Its title, Salvation Great, Ignored Escape. How? Free? Christ heard, attend more, must we. Not carried away, deplore and see. Recompense received, disobedience, transgressions, angels agree. Salvation great, ignored, escape how? Free. Lord himself originally announced, heard by those confirmed. Power acts, various wonders and signs pronounced. Gifts distribution, Spirit holy will, his affirmed. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 31st, 2022. Time keeps marching along as we record this morning at 7:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We'll be closing today at 6:03 mark as normal. Lifting up our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. Hope everything's going well down in Miami for you too. And we're sharing the love of Jesus in all things. When we think, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.